The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. And this is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. We have been with chapter 6 in the Gospel of John this entire week in our Gospel readings, and tomorrow we will also have the last of our readings dealing with the Eucharist in the Gospel of John. So this has been a week of reflection on aspects of the Eucharist. It's very complicated. We can't really begin to capture the essence of this sacrament and the power and the gift of this sacrament in merely four or five brief reflections, but it does cause us to wonder about certain aspects of the Eucharist when we reflect on the Gospel of John. The first thing that is very powerful here in today's section reading, and it will appear again tomorrow, is that Jesus meant to give his flesh and his blood in a literal sense. That's in contradiction to those who say it's a symbol. The bread is a symbol of Christ. It's very clear here in this Gospel reading, it's not a symbol. Jesus is saying to us, "I will give you my flesh to eat and my blood to drink, and whoever eats this flesh and drinks this blood will have life eternal." You'll find it again in tomorrow's Gospel, where they misunderstand Jesus, and he makes it clear he is talking in a literal sense. And some of them, Gospel will tell us, found this too hard a teaching, a stretch beyond their ability, and they walked away. And then Jesus will say to his disciples, "Are you also going to walk away?" And Peter says, "But whom shall we go? Because you have the words of eternal life." So the first thing that is very powerful in the Gospel of John, dealing with the theology of Eucharist, is that the Eucharist is to be taken in a literal sense. This is the body of the Lord. Now, it brings up a very interesting pastoral question. How many people really believe, deep down now believe, that this is the body of Christ that we receive? And if you believe that, how could you walk away? How could you leave the church if you really believe this is the body and blood of Jesus Christ? You're walking away from a miracle. You're walking away from an incredible sense of God being present to us in Eucharist. It brings up a very interesting pastoral question. How many people really believe that this is the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Or is it just something to do? Or is it just an exercise, a sacramental dynamic? Or is it something far more substantial and profound? Now that's an awareness that must summon each and every one of us. Since we're so familiar with the Eucharist, we may lose touch with the power and the gift given to us in the Eucharist. The second thing that I should mention in passing today by way of a pastoral practice is, who qualifies to receive the Eucharist? Read the texts as Jesus speaks about the Eucharist, and worthiness is never an issue. Who is worthy to receive the Eucharist? Am I worthy to receive? There are times when I come to the Eucharist and I am in all sorts of conflict within myself. Every one of us is a broken, unworthy human person. There is no perfection. This Eucharist is given to those who are imperfect, those who are struggling to grow, to be healed, to experience Jesus Christ in a new way. And tragically enough, in the pastoral practice of the church, it's not unusual to find some kind of a declaration saying, you are worthy and you are not. A dictate that comes not from the person themselves wishing to receive the Eucharist, but from some legalistic, juridical person that says, you qualify and you don't. I don't know who qualifies. I don't know if I qualify. We all begin as we approach the Eucharist by saying, I am not worthy. Say but the word and my soul shall be healed. Every one of us. There is no exception. There isn't one of us who are really worthy of the Eucharist. In 2013, Pope Francis came out with an encyclical called Evangelium Gaudium, the joy of the gospel. And in this he said, Eucharist is not a prize for the perfect. It's a powerful medicine for those who are wounded and struggling in life. Now that caused no end of controversy about what exactly do you mean. It's a gift, it's a healing, it's a grace, it's the power of Jesus Christ that's given to people who are struggling. So any priest that stands before a congregation and says, I will tell you who is worthy and I will tell you who is not worthy, hasn't really read Evangelium Gaudium for sure and hasn't really interpreted the power of this gift, which appears especially in the theology of Eucharist in the Gospel of John. Clearly, as Jesus makes his proclamation, he is saying, if you hunger for the power of Jesus Christ, if you are hungry to be healed, you're hungry to be nourished by the power of Jesus Christ, then that makes you, gives you access to the Eucharist. It's not if you're worthy, it's if you're hungry. And I begin to wonder at times, you know, we are so familiar with the Eucharist, we don't always hunger for it. So many people that are followers of Jesus Christ in the Catholic tradition do not hunger for the Eucharist. And it'll be interesting when we get out of the COVID thing to see how many people really hunger for the Eucharist, or will they say, no, I'll just watch the 9:30 Mass in my pajamas at home and have a cup of coffee. And I don't have to go to Mass. I can just hear the Mass or get the homily. Or do I hunger for the Eucharist? Will people really come back and say, I missed the Eucharist. I missed the power of Jesus Christ. I missed the flesh and the blood of the Lord. It's going to be interesting. And in a pastoral sense, I mean, I'm dealing with people in real life now, myself too. It may well be that the people who hunger the most for the Eucharist are those who are struggling, those who feel left out, those who are told they don't qualify. In my experience, they are the ones that hunger the most, that say, I really want to receive the Eucharist. I want to belong to a community bonded in Jesus Christ through the gift of the Eucharist. It's very interesting. Now it should prompt some discussion for us to say who qualifies and who hungers for the Eucharist. It requires much more discussion than we have time for to reflect, in our brief homiletics during this week. But the whole week is given to us, and it prompts us to call into our own experience. Who is worthy? One last comment. At the Last Supper, Jesus knew that Peter was going to deny him. He already predicted that. Did he give him the Eucharist? Yes, he did. He knew his disciples were going to abandon him in his time of crisis. Did he give them the Eucharist? Yes, he did. And Judas, who had already made a contract to betray Jesus, and he knew that. Did he give the Eucharist to Judas? Yes, he did. I asked some scripture scholars once about that and said, why would Jesus do that? And he said, Jesus never gives up on anyone. Nobody is excluded from the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus never gives up on anyone, even Judas, whoever. Keep that in mind. It's such an incredible gift. In my 57 years as a priest, I probably missed celebrating the Eucharist every day 4 or 5 times. And that might have been because I was sick or was in the hospital, maybe 6 or 7 times in 57 years. No matter where I was, traveled all over the world, whether I sat in some kind of a remote jungle area in Africa, down in Tanzania, or in the highlands of Papua New Guinea or in China, whatever, I said Mass every day because the Eucharist is so central and so essential to who we are as followers of the Lord. Amen.